News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Heathrow Airport will be closed for 24 hours after a huge fire at a nearby electrical substation wiped out power. For more on this, we're joined by Owen Carey, editor of Travel Extra. Owen, just bring us up to speed with the latest information on this breaking news.
Yeah, big fire, very spectacular all over social media. The key to this is they made the call early. They were going to close the airport for the whole day. That means about 900 flights will be affected. From a passenger point of view, there were about 120 aircraft in the sky at the time the call was made. So they had to divert elsewhere. Amsterdam, Manchester, Glasgow and Shannon got quite a few of them. People from Bridgetown and Orlando flying back to Heathrow in beautiful County Clare this morning instead. From an Irish point of view, 17 rotations to and from Dublin Airport today and a couple from Shannon and Cork. They are going to be affected by, there'll be about 5,500 passengers on those, you know, 11 Aer Lingus and 6 British Airways. And the problem with Heathrow, and it's a very different sort of airport, is that about 40% of the Aer Lingus passengers, maybe a bit more this time of the year, and more 70% of the British Airways one, are not stopping in Heathrow. They're flying to Heathrow to get to somewhere else. Nowhere else, Shane, has the capacity to handle that volume of traffic to a hub airport. It's the Europe's largest hub airport. So it'll take, I think, 3-4 days to sort all of this out.
I'm curious, if you're were due to go to Heathrow and you end up in Shannon Airport, for example, what happens then?
It's the airport. It's the airline's job to get you back to where you're supposed to go. The way that normally works is that they wait for the fog to clear or for the storm to go away, and they bring you, they fly you, the aircraft itself flies on to Heathrow. That isn't an option for the next 24 hours. Gatwick has two runways, but only one of them can operate at a time. Stansted only has one runway. You're talking about a lot of airlines scratching their heads saying, what airport can we fly people to near Heathrow and then convey them in?
Is this just one of those things, or will there be question answered about whether or not there should be, you know, backup power for a key piece of infrastructure as Heathrow?
Oh, there have been lots of investigations. What happened? What went wrong? How could it have been prevented? That's all down the road. But at the moment, the way airlines and aviation people are thinking this morning is it's just another problem, hurdle, obstacle that has to be overcome. What that does, Shane, is it puts all your information systems under pressure. British Airways, I can tell you now, it's only 7 o'clock in the morning, can't cope with the volume of queries that are coming in on top of them. Normally, they've got very, very slick with technology. They say your flight has been cancelled or you've been diverted, you're rebooked on this flight. All of that normally fits in very, very quickly. But I can tell you, something on this scale is going to put all of that under a huge amount of pressure.
And final question, and briefly, if you are due to fly to Heathrow this morning, what's the advice?
The advice is you would probably be contacted directly by the airline now and given your options. What most of them will probably offer is a flight on tomorrow or the day after. And if you are connected on the same ticket, which most people through Heathrow are, you know, there's a lot of people who self-connect through Stansted, but most people through Heathrow will have the connected flight tied to that very important 6 letters and numbers, the PNR at the top of your boarding pass or your message on your phone. Once they're tied together, you will be given not just the option of your flight to Heathrow, but also of your onward journey, what the best option is, and they're going to put you on that automatically.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Owen Carey, editor of Travel Extra, thanks for talking to News Talk Breakfast. We'll keep you posted on this story throughout the morning here on
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.